listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A man in his 20s has been taken to hospital after becoming trapped in a crashed car in Albany. It happened around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when a white sedan collided with a power pole on Princess Royal Drive, the driver managing to escape uninjured. Silence fell across Albany this morning as hundreds of people braved the cold for Anzac Day commemorations. New Zealand Armed Forces Representative Lieutenant Colonel Chris Kelly delivering this year's Dawn Service address. He says today's a time to reflect and honour those who fought for our freedom.
We acknowledge that this commitment to country is never without cost, not only to those who have fallen, but to veterans who have served and to the women and men who serve today, proudly and honourably in the Armed Forces of Australia and New Zealand. In doing so, we also remember the lasting impact of loss and sacrifice on families and loved ones.
Changes to UK backpacker rules aren't going down well with farmers. From July 1st, they'll no longer be required to work 88 days in regional areas. A majority of farmers surveyed nationwide say they'll be forced to change what they grow or leave the industry altogether if access to overseas workers is reduced. National Farmers Federation's David Johinke says it's the last thing they need.
Working holiday makers are now becoming more important than ever, and we're seeing that they're super important for when we talk about harvest work and the seasonality of the movement of workers between farms during the busy harvest period.
The state government has announced its Anzac Day Trust grants will enter its fourth year. The program helps support charities and organisations which deliver on-the-ground support for WA veterans. Applications for the grants are now open, with the government contributing $1.3 million to this year's cause. In sport, a huge week of Manjimup Senior Netball. It was a nail-biter between Champs and Independents, with Champs taking home the win by a close 4 goals. Cosmos and Asterix also had a close call, with Cosmos escaping with a 29-21 victory.